We back again.
Yeah, here we are. It's Friday on our lunch break.
That's right. It's Joffrey with a G.
And Taco. Taco's back in attack.
We're going to bring y'all the hot news today, man. We got some great things, awesome things going on in sports right now. The first thing we got going on, OBJ just got paid.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Big money.
Yeah, he's making, what is it, $19 million now per year?
Oh, it's,
hold on. What was his signing bonus? Or his guarantee?
His guarantee, $65 million guaranteed over the next 3 years or something like that, man. That's just amazing.
Truly amazing. That whole class alone is getting paid. The 2014 wide receiver class, even the guy that was drafted 63rd, Landry, he's making $15 million a year. And so I'm taking this back to why Julio Jones was probably mad over this summer and wanting to get paid. But I blame it on his agent. But anyways,
AJ Green, another notable receiver, he came out the same year Julio Jones came out.
Yep.
I mean, and they great receivers, man. And
he's seen, I guess, all these guys that came in, what, I guess, maybe two years ahead of OBJ and they're looking at these younger guys, maybe two years younger, and they're making $16 million a year.
I think Antonio Brown doing all right.
He's making good money. I think he had the record until OBJ.
When I think about OBJ, I don't look at him as the best receiver, but he may be the most exciting to watch. I mean, but we'll see.
I agree. I mean, I remember Jacob, brother-in-law, I would say now he was adopted into our family, but he'd be like, oh, I just Odell'd this cat. People say that all the time.
Yeah, he is exciting to watch, man. He flamboyant, man. I mean, I enjoy his game. I like it. I think it's good for the sport.
Well, Eli Manning, come on. Use your weapon that's getting paid. Come on, man. Come back.
He getting some weapons. Let's see what he can do with them. All right, so next we got, man, we got Major League Baseball, man. Major League Baseball is heating up right now. One of the big headlines in the Major Leagues right now is the Yankees just acquired Andrew McCutchen from the Giants.
And that's all just like almost insurance until Judge comes back.
I mean,
and Stanton gives him some relief because he's been playing every game, 83 games straight, but flexibility to the Yankees.
Yankees really are the evil empire. who else they gonna get, man? I'm not a Yankee hater, but hey, go Yankees. But I must say, Yankees, you are still behind the Boston Red Sox last time I checked.
Yeah. They cut it down to like six games, but they're still 8.5 back.
It's still Red Sox, and they're still in the league without Price. Price is hurt right now, so that's a big deal, man.
Well, we got 27 games left to go. What's it looking like in the NL, man?
All right, so
AL. Let's stick with the teams we're talking about.
Let's look at the AL right now.
I mean, I think it hasn't changed since our last podcast.
I don't think it has much. But what
Boston, of course, is up by 8.5, like I said.
Yeah, Boston not going anywhere.
Yankees got excited when they cut it down to 6, but that changed real quick.
Of course, the top three teams are still the Red Sox, Yankees, and the Astros. They're pretty much not going there. They're just the better teams in the league this year. So right now you do have the Oakland A's. They're pushing to get into the top three. They're at 80 games right now, so they're two and a half games out of first place behind Houston. So look out for the A's, man. They're real hot right now. Also, you have,
I mean, week to week we're going to be hitting up on baseball, and we got 27 games left. Anything could happen.
Something notable, Tampa Bay, they're 9 games over 500, and they're out of it. They're 21 games out behind Boston, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, just the records of the Yankees and the A's, man, it's hard to get into that wild card.
Yeah, it is, man. The Cubs, they're kind of in control of the Central Division. I mean, St. Louis is pushing them.
Yeah, the American League.
In the National League. So Atlanta, they're starting to get a little control of their division as well in the East. And Arizona and Colorado and the Dodgers they're all right there.
All right.
I mean, it's really – I still feel as if the Dodgers have the team that's going to win the National League West. So it's kind of difficult right now to tell how that one is going to go. Now, here's the teams right now that everybody's considering our playoff teams. Of course, you have the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Astros. Then you also have to consider, of course, the Cubs. They'll be there. You have Philly. You can't rule Philly out. They're just three games out behind Atlanta. You have, of course, St. Louis. They're right there. They're almost five games behind the Cubs, though. And then, of course, Arizona. Colorado, you can't rule them out. And then you got Cleveland right there.
Why isn't anybody talking about Atlanta? I mean, is it because, like, in the past they made the playoffs? I mean, they had a stretch where they made the playoffs, especially through the 90s and early 2000s. They made the playoffs but never did anything. Late 90s, of course, they won in 95 the World Series. But
I would say maybe because they're a solid team, but you have the National League West and the National League Central being so strong that you just kind of lose sight of what Atlanta is doing, because they're playing really good ball. But let's look at the Central real quick. The National League Central, you have the Cubs, St. Louis, Milwaukee. They're like all right there. So the Cubs is only 4.5 games behind them. Milwaukee, they're 5 games behind. So behind Chicago. But they're all right there bunched up. And then if you look at the West, Arizona's leading the West, but Colorado is only a game and a half. Then the Dodgers is 2 games behind them. And then if you look down, yes, San Francisco, they got a losing record, but they're only 7.5 games out of first place.
Yeah.
You still got 27 games to go. Yeah. So, I mean, the West and the Central just so strong. And pretty much after Washington, they're 7.5 games behind Atlanta. So, yeah, they could catch them. But the other two teams, 15 and 21.5 games out, man, they're done. So, I mean, that's it.
What about your Reds, man?
Man, you know, I'm liking the fact that my Reds are in the headlines. It's not what I want it to be, but we're in the headlines. We were beating up on the Milwaukee Brewers, but it's this guy they have by the name of Yelich. He hit for the cycle against my team. I mean, we had him up. We were up 10-6, but this guy went 6-for-6. He was hitting homers. I mean, he had a triple, double, single. He did his thing. He single-handedly beat us.
And the thing is, guys, if y'all don't know what the cycle is, this is a rare thing. Yeah, it's only happened 321 times. So just know, like, this was a rare occasion, and this dude went 6-for-6.
Did
home
it.
Run, triple. Double, single.
I mean, he had an awesome game. I'd rather see somebody from my Cincinnati Reds have an awesome game like that. But Yelich, man, you did your thing. It was exciting to watch. I hope your team take out them daggone Cardinals. If they keep the Cardinals out of the playoffs, I appreciate it. But anyway.
Cardinals are my pick.
Yeah, Cardinals is Taco's pick. I'm gonna stick with the Cubs winning the Central, but you never know. If it come down to that last series of the season, you never know, man. The Cardinals can pull it out, man. You just never know. They're that type of team. All right, so next, man, we got the NCAA football is going on right now, man.
Let's go. Let's get it going. It started last night. I watched some of the Northwestern Purdue game. It was exciting. It was exciting to see Kurt Herbstreit, I guess, you know,
Ohio
State fan.
OSU.
But one thing I want to say is the media, though, we've mentioned this in the past about you actually said this about Alabama, like, is there going to be a quarterback problem? Is there going to be some issue? Well, last night while I was watching, they had a pre-opening video before the game came on, and it showed Jalen Hurts, Alabama quarterback, dropping back, and then right after that, it went to another scene where it showed Tua throwing the touchdown pass in the national championship. So, if I was watching that and I was Jalen Hurts, I'd be like, man, who's the quarterback?
Exactly.
So, the media is even playing into that. But anyways, that was just something I took from last night.
And I still feel strongly about that it is going to be a problem. I don't think Jalen Hurts will be disruptive, maybe outwardly, but I'm pretty sure it's going to hurt him inwardly. You know, I mean, why not? Here you are on this big stage with this big-time program, and you the man. Not that he can't do the job. It's just maybe at that moment when they needed him most, they put in another guy. That's hurtful.
Maybe. I mean, to me, it was strategy. I mean, you throw in from these kids that have been watching Jalen Hurts. I mean, they were going against Jalen Hurts for four quarters.
Right.
And then to throw in Tua, who's left-handed.
Right.
To throw off their vision a little bit. So, I mean, it was smart. But do I see Tua starting out being the starter? No, because he hasn't played a full game yet. He hasn't went the whole season like Hurts has played.
And
Hurts has seen.
If that happens, I think then it would be a controversy. Yeah. You know, he's going to have his dad in his ear. He also going to have his friends and people that's on the team that's supporting him as the quarterback or wanting him as the quarterback. You gonna have he's gonna be getting hit with that from all sides. Then the media, who don't watch, you know, the media and listen to what they have to say. So hopefully, they don't go that way. But
I think they have to keep him happy, Hurts happy, because they've had 5-star guys show up there mm-hmm. and transfer
that's
and
true.
Leave, and you do not want Jalen Hurts to leave. Well, okay, if he leaves, you got Tua. Like I said, he hasn't played a whole season.
All right.
What happens if he gets hurt? You know, so.
Well, Tennessee might need a quarterback.
Maybe.
All right, man. So what's some of the big games we got going on this weekend? I really didn't watch football last night. I did watch the highlights this morning, and I thought UCF was just incredible. Of course, they were playing UConn. Quarterback Milton had 346 yards. Threw for 5 touchdowns. I mean, wow.
I'll tell you this. I turned on second quarter. Like I said, I started out watching the Northwestern game. And, man, something about Northwestern. Their coach is hilarious. He has a funny personality. They just showed some clips.
But yeah.
Anyways, Pat Fitzgerald, you're a funny guy. Back to UCF. Last night, I turned it on second quarter, about 4 minutes to go to halftime. It's 28-10 already. Like, they put up. I'm telling you,
man.
That offense is rolling. I don't know about the defense. They did allow 10 points in the first half. But, I mean, it's the first game.
I mean, UConn, they get some players. You know, they don't get a lot of big-time players, though.
But, like I said, it's first game. You can't really take anything away from that.
Right.
But I really think Central Florida, especially with their schedule, we're going to see them in a big bowl.
They do have 2 trip-up games. They do have to play Pittsburgh. And they also got North Carolina. So, UCF, man, they really have a good shot of winning every game they play this year. I just want to look at their schedule real quick just so we could just go down. So, they already beat UConn. Their next game is against South Carolina State. Should be a W. They're at UNC. I think that's going to be the trip-up game.
Oh, yeah. They do play North Carolina.
Yeah, so North Carolina is not real strong, but they still in the ACC. So that may be a competitive game. That may be the trip-up game. They may bring enough defense to slow them down, and maybe, just maybe, if they still in the game in the fourth quarter, they may have a shot. But they should take care of business and win that game. After that, I mean, Pitt got to go to UCF. Memphis is not real strong, but
they could.
They got to go to Memphis. So that may be a game. The Bearcats, they're not real strong. They have to go to UCF. And, I mean, it's just Navy. Navy, sometimes they got a good running game. So we'll see, but they have to play them at home. So I don't know if they'll be able to beat them at UCF. So, I mean, they got a favorable schedule, man. I think they'll run out. They got FAU. But FAU got to come to UCF, and it looks like a W for UCF. So, hey, man.
I think the North Carolina game, only thing North Carolina got going on right now is that Jordan logo on their, on their jersey.
Yeah.
Because I think they have seven guys that are that have to miss numerous games.
But I'm going to tell you this much. When you look at the game,
they're
showing 61% North Carolina favorite. It's at North Carolina. So it's going to be a trip up game for them. But if they bring the kind of confidence they had last night, and I mean just completely destroy like how they did against UConn, I think they can come out on top. Even if it's a small margin, if they can win that game, I think that'll be enough to carry them through the season.
I think two factors. Number one, Central Florida is playing in this. They have all these guys back that have been playing together for a while.
Right.
That's one. Number two, the team, for them to make any more noise, like I said, their schedule – it doesn't look good on paper, but if those teams like Memphis start winning, I don't see North Carolina winning. I say they'll be all right, but they got a lot of players in trouble.
Right.
They're playing Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is going to be solid, but these teams got to win.
They got to win.
And move up in the rankings for Central. People will be like, well, Central Florida's schedule got bumped up because
who picked last year?
They beat Miami.
They beat Miami, but they're that type team. Pittsburgh is—they're the team where people trip up. You overlook. Oh man, I got a big game next week against Florida State. And
they beat
Pittsburgh.
Clemson. Clemson won.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson.
So they play two teams.
Or was it? Yeah.
That can possibly trip them up. I think they'll beat the Pittsburgh game only because Pittsburgh got to come to their house. But that North Carolina game, watch out. All right, so man,
that wasn't even in the schedule. We just had to jump on Central Florida.
It's exciting to see some of the smaller schools get a little notoriety, and we just gave it to you, man. Kudos to y'all, man. Great game last night. All right, so our first big game we got going on is it's not really a big game, but we have some big names in it. We got Oklahoma going up against it's at FAU. No, no, it's at Oklahoma.
we have seven games, and we're going to tally our records because we're each going to pick a team. We might pick the same team. But
I don't see Lane Kiffin's team going into Norman and winning. It's not going to happen. I mean, he may have them guys offensive-minded, efficient, but when they go up against big-time number seven, Oklahoma, I don't see them winning that game.
Does Central Florida play FAU?
Oh yeah, FAU.
Okay, never
and
mind.
They have
they're
to go to UCF,
undefeated.
Right?
Never
yeah,
mind. They're
yeah.
not going undefeated because they got to play all. FAU. I'm telling you, Lane Kiffin, he wants to be in the spotlight. He is going to bring every trick play that he knows to the offense. He's going to bring everything at this Oklahoma defense, and I think it's going to be a shootout. That's what's going to come.
It may be.
I'm calling shootout, and I'm saying Lane Kiffin wins. FAU.
Against Oklahoma?
I'm picking it.
What are you?
I'm picking it.
What is it? All right, I remember Mike Tyson used to say, this is totally ludicrous. This is. But, hey, man, you got to go with your gut. If you think FAU can pull it out, go for it. But I'm going to go with Oklahoma. They're at home. But good luck with that. You might cover the point spread.
Lane Kiffin, don't let me down.
I'm sorry, my friend. You have just been let down.
No, we'll see. I'm gonna be watching that game. I'm definitely gonna be watching this next game too.
Oh,
for
man.
All the Tennessee fans out there. West Virginia and Tennessee. Who you got? Go.
Well, West Virginia, when you were in the Big East, I actually enjoy watching your games. Since you have moved to the Big 12, you have kind of sucked. You might actually win this game, but I'm going to go with the Tennessee Vols people. They're at home, and old Rocky Top will be.
Rocky Top!
It'll be a lot of Rocky Top being played. I'm going with Tennessee in that game.
I'm taking West Virginia.
Woo!
I don't like West Virginia. I could care less, but what they showed me before their quarterback, Will Greer, got hurt, I think he might not come back the same. I might be ruling this wrong, but I'm going West Virginia.
Good pick.
But I'm watching it. It's all these games I'm going to be watching.
I got to take the underdog in that game just because they're at home.
I like their coach, though. Tennessee's coach, Pruitt, man. I think he's making a big difference, but I'm going West Virginia.
Now, this next game, we have Michigan and Notre Dame.
Game day, Michigan.
Now,
Notre Dame. I think this is a game between two coaches that have to prove themselves. Like I said on our last podcast, I think both these guys are on the hot seat. Who you got?
Well,
a lot of history here.
It's a lot of history, and I'm a Buckeyes fan. So the hatred for Michigan is very deep. So deep that I have instilled it into my children to hate the Wolverines. And they was like, I love Wolverines. They're nice animals.
I love the Wolverine.
I love the Wolverine movie. I like the Wolverines that run around out in the wild. I said, no, the Michigan Wolverines. But anyway, I would have to say I think Michigan is actually going to win this game. I know it's at Notre Dame, but as much as it hurts me to say.
I cannot believe you're saying this.
Michigan.
It blows my mind. Irvin Gotti, you're going to be happy. You know what, man? I can't go with Notre Dame.
I'm not sold on it.
Their quarterback, I don't see it. They lost two huge pieces on their offensive line. Their defense, I have to go Michigan. And you know why I'm going Michigan? That defense and that new quarterback, Shea Patterson.
And the only reason why I'm going with Michigan is because they sucked for so long and they still suck. But is eventually
– Go blue.
Eventually a team like Michigan would try to not suck any longer, and they don't want their coach to, you know, Harbaugh to just – get the axe. So I think this is the year where they're gonna really try hard. They still have to play my Buckeyes at the end of the season, which is a L for them, but I think they'll do enough to convince everybody to keep their coach around. So they win this game. But I'm not ever gonna say
championship.
Go Michigan.
I got you.
Whatever.
I got you, yeah. Never heard of it. That's what he says.
All right, so this next game is it's another big game, but it's a Sunday game. I guess we should stick with the Saturday games first. Yeah. All right, so Louisville and Bama. Only because Louisville is an ACC team, I think they'll maybe start the game off kind of strong, but I don't know if they'll be able to sustain that for four quarters. What you think, Taco?
Man, Alabama lost some guys. I mean, they lost two guys already on defense to injuries. You know who runs that defense, Nick Saban. He's a guru. Like I said, the quarterback. I mean, there's just so many different issues that I'm popping in my head with the quarterback and stuff like that. And Louisville's been sitting here. Bobby Petrino, you know, he's an offensive guru. But Nick Saban,
Yeah.
He always embarrasses these dudes the first game of the week. Like, I don't know what he does. Maybe he just drills it in their head all summer long. I'm going Alabama. I have to.
I agree, man. I agree. Two years ago, when Louisville had the big-time quarterback running around, throwing the ball, I think they might have had a shot to maybe get an upset against Alabama. But this year, it's a no-brainer. Bama wins this game. Now, the biggest game for Saturday, I must say, is going to be in Atlanta. The Chick-fil-A Classic or something like that. But it's number 6 Washington versus number 9 Auburn.
I feel like both those teams. And we say that game day might be at Michigan and Notre Dame, but those teams weren't anything compared to what Washington and Auburn were last year,
right,
and what they are this year.
Right.
I
agree.
Washington has a lot to prove. Auburn, I think they were balling last year until they just got tired.
And Auburn might have one of the best defenses. I think I said this last week in the big conferences. They may actually have the strongest defense. So they're the one team right now that I see that has a good shot of beating Bama. So
Washington hasn't played a top like a first game top 10 team,
right,
in like 15 years. So.
I think this first half is going to be very exciting, man. Washington going to come out fast. They're going to come out throwing. I can't wait to see this game.
And Washington can prove to everyone out there, hey, we belong here.
Exactly.
If they can take down Auburn. But my pick is Auburn Tigers.
I agree, man. I think Auburn will win that game. They're going to have the home crowd. Washington pretty much is the team that's traveling, even though it's a neutral site. I think this game will determine if a Pac-12 team is represented in the playoff versus a Big 12 team being represented in the playoff. I know it's very early, but I think that's how crucial it is, because if Washington have a good showing, think about it, the committee
will look at that.
They will look at that. If they win this game, that is going to be major, especially if Washington run the table for the rest of the year. Keep playing strong, and then Auburn beats Alabama later in the season. That's going to be a big deal. You know, so
yeah.
I think for Washington, they have a lot to prove. For Auburn, they also have to prove that we are here, we're back. Beating Alabama last year wasn't a fluke. We're here to stay. So they both have something to prove. I think it's going to be the best game of the week or the weekend. So, I mean, check it out. I definitely will be watching this game.
All right, I'm going to introduce this next game that will be on Sunday. I might have said Labor Day, but it's going to be Sunday. Miami.
Your Hurricanes.
Hurricanes, the U, baby, will be going against LSU. 7:30, prime time, ABC, Jerry's World, Cowboy Stadium. I'm ready.
Man, that's gonna be awesome. I mean, and
they just LSU just picked their quarterback. It's gonna be, like we said, Burrow from Ohio State transfer. Yep. He's the starter. I mean, he must be doing something, because this kid to just come in and transfer, and now he's named the starter.
Yeah, he's the starter.
So he has to be good. He's 6'4". They said he's mobile. I think he's 220, I want to say. Who I'm going with. I'm going with my Canes. I can't wait to see them on the field.
I know the SEC gets a lot of notoriety. People say the SEC, the best conference. Maybe at the top. You know, you have your Georgia. You have Alabama. You got Auburn. Okay, then what? Now, LSU, they're up there, but they're in number 25.
Yeah.
So it's starting to drop off. You know, Mississippi State is up there.
Yeah, they're like 18. But I think they're only up there because they returned their quarterback.
Yeah, so – and you look at the SEC East, it's like, who's over there?
Yeah.
Georgia right now.
Florida. We got a new quarter coach, Dan Mullen.
So you don't know what that's going to look like. So, I mean, the SEC West is strong, but they're going to beat each other up. Eventually, you're going to have maybe three, maybe four teams in the top 25 in the SEC. So, I don't know. We'll see. I think LSU lose that game. I think Miami going to come out with something to prove.
The turnover chain, hopefully.
I want to see the chain out. Enjoy seeing the chain.
They said they made modifications. It might look different. So I might have to buy. I knew something was up because the people that sell the chains like had them for $30 when they were going for $100 last year. So they must be getting ready for the new model to come out.
Oh, man. Hey, I can't wait, man. I thought it was awesome. Now, we also got a big game going on.
Labor Day.
On Labor Day. And that is the Hokies, baby.
Virginia Tech.
Going against those Seminoles.
Florida State.
And it's at Florida State, right? That game.
Is it
might be a neutral site.
It might be neutral.
But they have FSU as the home team. I would say in that game. No, it's at FSU.
Okay, yeah. FSU. FSU's getting their quarterback that was stellar until he got hurt first game against Alabama last year. But he started as a true freshman. So Francois's back for Florida State. Cam Akers, their running back, is already picked to be – he's a Heisman hopeful. Virginia Tech returns their quarterback. He's a sophomore, redshirt sophomore. And then you got the defense that Virginia Tech always has with Bud Foster being head of that. But, man, this is a good game. This is going to be a great game.
Is it a rivalry game? I don't think it's a rivalry game. They're both ACC.
It's a big game for both teams, and it's Willie Taggart's first game as head coach. So, here we go.
I think it's going to be big.
I'm going to take Virginia Tech.
What?
I'm taking Virginia Tech, the Hokies. That quarterback, I mean, we embarrassed them last year, of course. Miami did, but Francois hasn't seen people really charging him since he got hurt. But, I mean, I'm definitely going Virginia Tech, Hokies.
I mean, would it have been the first game of the season?
New coach.
But FSU, they're at home.
And that running back, dude,
yeah,
is a beast.
I know the 7 points really don't mean nothing that they're giving FSU. Virginia Tech going to come to play. They probably been looking at this game for a while, but I'm going to go with the home team. I'm taking Florida State.
Gotcha. I can't wait to see all these games, man.
Man, me either, man. It's going to be awesome, man. So, let's talk about Manu Ginobili.
Man, so Ginobili played for the Spurs his whole career. He played a total of 23 professional basketball seasons, 16 in the NBA. He had one gold medal where he beat USA.
I mean, he did all
LeBron
this.
LeBron James was on that team.
He did so all this being at the age about 50, right? I'm just playing.
41. four-time champion. I mean, a Euro League MVP award winner before he came over.
Wow.
Like you said, he won the Olympic gold for Argentina. Someone came out and said Ginobili was the Lionel Messi of basketball.
That's a big deal,
and then,
man.
Then Lionel Messi came back and said, no, I'm the Ginobili of soccer.
That's respect. That's respect, man.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. I mean, I've been on Twitter, and I mean, people have been showing love.
And for Messi to say that, man, that's a big deal, man.
And people had it last year. I saw all the time they would show all these crowds of people wearing Argentina jerseys or Manu signs because they're knowing he was coming close. But people would travel that far just to come see him. And
I mean, he's a great player, man. I mean, you look at a lot of the championship teams for the Spurs. I know because I was the person shouting at the screen, somebody put a body on Ginobili. Like, literally, the game be out of hand, and then Ginobili just all of a sudden run off 15 points, and it's like the game back close. It was like, where this dude come from? He was on the bench. Why is he on the floor?
Yeah. The Euro step, man. He invented the Euro step.
This dude, man, like, and you know the incredible thing is, he wasn't all flamboyant. You just didn't see him coming, but yet he did his thing, man.
Yeah,
he was a champion.
Yeah,
you got to give him that.
Yeah, I will always, his character, what he, how he showed on the court, how he was a great teammate, how he won, he deserved to be on the starting lineup.
Oh, yeah.
He took the sixth man. Yeah. He wanted to make the team a better team.
Because he was team-oriented, man. Yes. And you need a lot, you need players like that in the league. Everybody want to be the star. But even though he did come off the bench, Ginobili, of course, was a star.
Yeah.
He knew it. Duncan, Parker, they knew it. The coach knew it. But
so since 1997, this will be the first time that Ginobili, Parker, Duncan won't be suiting up for the San Antonio Spurs. There's only one player left from that last national championship. I'm from the NBA Finals 2013, Patty Mills. The only dude left since the last ring. Kawhi Leonard's gone. Boris Diaw retired.
That's crazy.
Matt Bonner retired. So it becomes the end of an era, but I'll see him end up coaching or something. He said he was going to stay involved with the Spurs.
Okay. So, all right, cool.
But, man, Ginobili, thank you. We are honored to be able to see you all these years play the game you loved.
So what's next, man? So – last but not least, man, we got our shout outs that we're gonna do, man. And one of the first ones I'm gonna do, man, yo, we had Domino's for lunch, man, and this pizza, man, it was just a cheese pizza, but what is this, some type of garlic crust pizza, man?
It's delicious.
It's delicious, man. I enjoyed it. I'm probably gonna have to go hit the gym afterwards, but hey, it was great.
I'm gonna probably have to go. Oh, we'll keep that out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, I wasn't ready.
Oh, man. Other shout outs. I want to shout out Chat Town. What's up?
Chattanooga.
Got to always represent Chattanooga, man. It's not really a lot of big things going on right now, but it is Labor Day weekend. So people gonna be out and about. I just want to say, hey, y'all be safe out there. Have fun. Do it responsibly. That's it, man. What about you, Taco, man? Got some shout outs?
Yeah, man. The other day when we were getting off work, my wife texted me maybe an hour and a half before. She was like, "Hey, I'm gonna just pick up the kids. Something you want me to pick you up?" I said, "Nah, don't worry about it. I'll just get something." Man, when we were leaving, my mom sends me a text and says, "Hey, I made carne asada tacos, steak tacos." And I said, "I'm on my way." So shout out to my mom. I appreciate you. I love you, mom. Appreciate my dad. Want to shout out to my dad. He's 71, and he is constantly just always doing something, working, helping out the kids, going to see grandkids at sporting events. So shout out to him. Shout out to my sister. It's her birthday, the 1st.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Priscilla. We're going out to eat sometime.
There you go.
My wife, of course, always. And shout out to Joe Warner, man.
Joe Warner. He showed love today.
Yep. So we're into this podcast. Check us out every week. We drop it on Fridays.
Drop it on Friday, man. We try to bring out the hottest news, the exciting news, and we do it in our own words. We don't try to mimic anybody. We do our research, and we try to have fun with this. Hopefully, you love the show. Let us know what you like about
our
show.
Share it with your friends.
That's it.